Good morning, 7:40 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our monthly chat with Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison, who we have on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great, James. How are you?
Doing well. I'm glad that it seems like, at least as far as all the police activity this week has slowed down a little bit. I know we had a pretty active start to the week there, so glad for a little more calm, maybe.
We did. You know, we had a critical incident here in town. I think it was Friday that the sheriff's office took lead on, and that went very well, and no one was hurt, and the sheriff's office had a pretty serious situation happened. I think it was earlier this week, and you know, I think everybody's going to come out of that one just fine as well, and none of the officers or deputies were hurt. So
yeah, well,
I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, we appreciate all your work on that. But hey, speaking of you know, your officers and everything, you said that IPD is recruiting right now.
We have open positions for police officers. We have recently filled all of our dispatch positions, so we're excited to have our new hires on board there. We've hired a new police officer, so we're pretty excited about the unleashing the potential of this new person. And now we need some more new folks to come alongside and learn how to serve our community.
Oh, that's great. Of course, you know, one thing that people are always going to ask on this sort of thing is what kind of salary we're looking at to start out?
Well, if you're an entry-level police officer with no experience, we start out a little over $39,000 a year. That's about $1,787 an hour. Our folks work 12-hour shifts, so it's a repeating cycle. And so every other weekend, you get a Friday through Sunday off, so it's a pretty great schedule. I worked it for almost 19 years and really enjoyed having that.
All right, yeah, well, that is really great. And, of course, you know, if some officers have more experience and that sort of thing, I'm sure, you know, that could depend, like you said, on the actual salary kind of as it starts off. But you said you provide everything for them to hit the street in uniform, right?
Yes, we do. And, you know, the city provides, you know, your vest and your uniforms and all those kinds of things, badges, firearms, you know, everything you need to hit the street. We have payroll deduct, so if there's something you want to purchase in addition to what the city issues and it's applicable to the job and it's been approved by our organization, then we can put you on a payroll deduct plan to kind of ease the burden of some of those kinds of purchases as well.
Yeah.
Well, and yes, we do start folks out higher based on their experience. We can started out, it can go from $17.87 up to, you know, $26 an hour. I mean, it just depends on what you bring to the table and the opportunities that you can provide for our community.
Yeah, well, that is great. And two, as far as, you know, training goes, that's another important aspect of it. And can you explain kind of how that all works for the police academy sort of standpoint?
Sure. So you don't need to have any experience when you come to us. We will send you to the academy. It doesn't cost you anything. We provide transportation, and we provide you are paid while you're in academy. You're paid before you go. As soon as we hire you, you start drawing a salary. You get paid before you leave while you're here. We get you geared up for what you need. We go through some of our own training here, depending on how much time we have. And then when you get your start date for the academy, away you go. It's a really special deal. I have a tremendous respect for our state, the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center. They only do one thing. They train cops. You know, and I've been places where that doesn't exist. So it's really neat to have an organization available. And that doesn't cost the officer anything. That doesn't cost the police department anything. The Law Enforcement Training Center is funded through license and registration for motor vehicles, and I believe through court costs for violators. So a resource that, you know, allows our community to hire a police officer at a significant reduction in what it would cost to train them.
And where is that police, the training center located?
That is in Hutchinson, Kansas. It's actually in just a few miles south of Hutch in a town called Yoder. It's kind of out there in the countryside a little bit, and it's quite a place. It's about a little over a 2-hour drive, if I remember right, and officers, I believe, are there for 14 weeks. And so, but you get your weekends off to you, but while you're in the academy, so it's a really good experience.
That is great. And then, too, I understand you have some scholarship opportunities available as well for officers.
Yes, we partner with ICC, Independence Community College. They're a great partner, and they've been shared a lot of kindness with our organization. And so, they started a public safety scholarship program with us a couple, 3 years ago, and some of our personnel have started taking advantage of that. And we went, representing the city, we went back, and now that applies to all city employees. So anybody that works for the City of Independence gets to benefit from a municipal employee scholarship program. So, come work for Independence. Even if you don't want to be a cop, there's plenty of other ways you can serve our community that are just as important, if not more so. And you get an opportunity to get yourself an education for a couple of years.
Excellent. And then, of course, people are always interested in benefits and that sort of thing. What are the retirement options for you?
Well, we're in the Kansas Employee Retirement System, or what we call CAPERS or KEEPERS. And if you want to learn more about CAPERS, just type in K-P-E-R-S, retirement, and look it up online, and you can get all the details about CAPERS.
Excellent. That is great. And then just like city employees and that sort of thing, is there a retirement account that they can contribute to as well?
Yes, just like most employers, you have an IRA, some kind of 401k, I think they call them. We have the government employees equivalent of that. And it's an optional retirement account that employees can contribute to. They can have it automatically deducted from their paycheck, and the city provides a match. So it's a pretty good program.
Excellent. How about insurance? Because another benefit there that people may be interested in.
Sure. The city provides a $10,000 life insurance policy. We have health insurance through Blue Cross, Blue Shield. And for those that want, we have different levels of health insurance available through Blue Cross, Blue Shield. So you can have a higher deductible, or you can pay a premium for a higher deductible, or you can increase your premium a little bit for a lower deductible. So there's different levels you can choose there. You can also, we have add-on insurance plans like vision and dental and, short-term disability. So those are available for additional purchase. But the city provides the health insurance, and the employee just has to pay a small premium to come alongside of that.
Gotcha. And then as far as residency requirements, what are those for potential officers?
So, we used to have a pretty stringent residency requirement, but we have opened that up, and now the city only requires that city employees live within 90 miles of the City of Independence. So we have a very liberal residency requirement.
Yeah, that is pretty generous there. And then the other thing, of course, vacation people want to know about.
Yeah, so we have a couple of different kinds of benefit time off. First-year employees, you accrue 2 weeks of paid vacation annually, and then you also get, you accrue 8 days of sick leave annually. So, there's time there if you need to take it off and get away, or there's time there if... you need to care for a loved one, or you yourself get sick, you can accrue that time and build it up over time.
Hey, that is pretty cool, too. So a lot of perks there. So what are some of the minimum qualifications if people are interested?
So the minimum qualifications are, you can look those up in Kansas statute online. But the short answer, James, is that you need to be a U.S. citizen, no felony convictions, no domestic violence convictions. You have to have a high school diploma or a GED, and you have to be at least 21 years of age.
Excellent. So what does the application process look like if people are interested in this position?
So you can go to our city website. You can go to, I believe it's called How To, and you can find how to apply for employment. And you can go down to the police department section, and you'll see the police officer posting there. You can see the full, open that up. You can see the full job description. Click on the link, and you can fill out an application. That gets emailed to me. I send that to my staff, and we reach out and contact the person and get them a what we call a long-form application. You can come in, and we'll help you fill that out. And we just start the process from there. The process is nothing to be intimidated by. We have a little bit of physical testing. We have an interview process that the candidates go through. And then we do a pretty extensive background. And then we move into the conditional offer stage after that. So it's we try to get that done within a couple of weeks to a month. We try to move that along as quickly as we can whenever we get a candidate that we're interested in having serve our community.
Well, and another thing, too, is we have, you know, folks who maybe did some time in the military and that sort of thing. A career in law enforcement can sometimes be kind of a natural fit because I'm sure there are a few similarities. There's some physicality, of course, to it. But, you know, just as far as the way that the structure is and everything, it wouldn't surprise me if you do have some folks already in the force who have a military background.
You know, it's not uncommon for folks in law enforcement to be prior service. Myself, I'm prior service. We've worked with a number of officers that have been in the military over the years. So it's a pretty typical, it's a comfortable move to a somewhat similar structured environment. But, you know, you don't have to have that. Most of our officers don't. And, they enjoy working in the organization the way that it's set up. So encourage anybody to apply.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone and everyone. And, you know, that's the neat thing about, you know, police work today. It really has evolved a lot. You guys are always on the cutting edge of stuff. And the other thing is I'm always impressed here in Southeast Kansas. We have so many people who are interested in, you know, just from a volunteer perspective, you know, they've helped out on the volunteer fire department and that sort of thing. And, this is a chance to, hey, be paid for some of your efforts. And like you said, you don't have to have any sort of background in this sort of thing.
No, and I'm glad you brought up that volunteer thing. And first of all, we should all have we all owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to our volunteer fire departments around the county. These are guys that come out for little to no pay, the middle of the night in the worst conditions, cold, wet, windy, icy, snow, and they save lives. And without them, there would be no public safety outside the city limits around our county. And so, we should all be very grateful that we have those resources and those people willing to serve in that capacity. But Independence Police Department also has volunteer opportunities. So, you can come talk to us and find out how you can volunteer at Police Chief's Advisory Committee. And we have a number of volunteer opportunities. So we also do interns. So if you're a college student or a high school student and you want to do an internship, please reach out to us at 620-332-1700. That's 620-332-1700. And just let the dispatcher know what you want. And we'll have the right person call you back and get you started down that path that can answer all your questions and help you give back to the community that's given so much to you.
Excellent. Well, sounds like a lot of good opportunities, of course, in Independence and Southeast Kansas. Anything else, sir, that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, James, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't say, let's, lock your cars, roll your windows up. Lock your car doors, hide those valuables in your cars, park under the lights, use some common sense approaches. Lock your house door, lock your house windows, lock your valuables up, get a chain and a padlock for your bike, and, secure everything that you can so that people don't take those things that you work hard to have in your life.
Absolutely. Well, sir, I always appreciate you coming on to chat with us this morning, and I look forward to talking again soon.
All right, take care and have a great day.
All right, you too. That is Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison here on the Mighty 690. We appreciate him coming on the program as always. And hey, coming up, we do have, lots more to get to. We got some programming from K-State Research and Extension, and then we will get into Open Line right around 8:35. So stay tuned for that early bird edition of Open Line coming up. Also, our chat with Becky Barnhart here at 10:10 on the Mighty 690.